This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. New census numbers show Colorado's population continues to grow, including in the southeast part of the state. But as KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports, there are some nuances.
El Paso County remains the most populous in the state. It's one of just two counties in the southeast region where births outpaced deaths during the last couple of years. Pueblo County grew slightly, all due to people moving in. More people died than were born for nearly all the counties in the region, causing some to shrink in population. Meanwhile, rural Custer County had one of the biggest percentage increases in the state, growing by more than 600 people during the 2 years ending last summer. Nearly all that growth was due to people moving there. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The U.S. House approved an energy bill Thursday, mostly along party lines, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Lower Energy Costs Act is a major priority for House Republicans. The bill would boost energy production and streamline the permitting process, which they say would eventually lower energy costs for families. But Democrats countered it would have little effect on energy bills while rolling back investments to combat climate change. Democratic Representative Yadira Caraveo, whose district has a lot of oil and gas development, voted against the bill.
This bill just has too many things where it doesn't meet the mark. It could worsen toxic pollution in Colorado. It takes steps backwards on our climate goals. It expands drilling on public land.
The Senate isn't expected to take up the House bill, but Caraveo is hopeful the parties can strike a deal on permitting reform. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State lawmakers want to keep younger kids out of juvenile courts and help guide them into support services.
We are continuing a cycle of trauma for our young people by putting them into a carceral system.
A proposed state law would end criminal prosecutions for some pre-teenagers, and we hear more about that later in this hour. It's a mostly sunny Friday across Colorado, windy along the Front Range with red flag fire danger warnings for Metro Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.